Melody, you know how I'm kind of a maverick, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I like to try different things, and I like to be a leader in my field, an innovator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's a tape coming up that I made for the Florida radio station, WMEL. Remember that one?
Yeah, the one nobody
listened to, yeah. Well, nevertheless, I did break ground on this tape because you're not going to want to hear this.
What?
Well, I believe this is the first time on radio that anyone used Dristan four-way nasal spray on the air. Yes, I did. You're going to be so proud of me. Just listen to this.
No.
You're going to love it.
No, Martin, I'm not going to love it.
You are going to love it. You're going to love it. Just listen.
I'm going to start reading in the book of Revelation. And I'm sorry. If I sniff once in a while, it's only because my hay fever is bad. Does anybody have any nose spray for me? Did you bring the nose spray? Oh, great, thanks. If I don't sound my usual energetic self, it's because the hay fever's got me, but this we will overcome. Revelation 20. Let's go ahead and start with verse 7 so we can get warmed up into this terrible scene. Revelation 20, verse 7. And whenever the 1,000 years should be finished, Satan will be loosed out of his jail. Interesting thing here. I can't help but stop and comment once in a while. You notice how easy it is for God to bind Satan? Why doesn't he do it now? If it's so easy to bind him during the 1,000 years and then to let him loose again, why wasn't he bound in the beginning? Because God needs him.